Welcome back to the Manusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend, your team put up a great battle up against a number two Minnesota team. Two great first periods. You were even out shooting them on Saturday after that first period. What positives did you take from last weekend coming into this series?
Well, that was probably the biggest thing, Kelly, is just our compete level for 120 minutes. I thought we battled as hard as we possibly could. And you know, again, hats off to Minnesota. I thought they played extremely well. Brad even admitted, he said it was probably their best weekend of the year. And you know, but on our side, we just went out there and we gave ourselves the best chance we could in terms of our you know, work ethic. Certainly, Britt was outstanding in goal. You know, those are the things you take. And again, we're creating chances. Obviously, it's frustrating when you're not scoring you know, one goal in our last three league games, it's tough. But again, we're getting chances, and if we weren't getting chances, that's where the concern would come in. But I like some of the things we're doing in the offensive zone. You know, the way we're trying to create opportunities to get pucks to the net. If we keep doing that, we're gonna score.
Well, I know you mentioned Brittany Mowat, and I know we talk about her over and over again about how resilient she is back there, but what leadership she had to keep going. And of course, that's this whole team's attitude: never give up, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. But you know, when you're under the onslaught that she was for two games, where, you know, good first periods, and then we get pinned back a little bit in the second, and it seemed like it was open season in the third. You know, for her to just keep battling even when it's 4-1, 4-0, whatever the scores were, you know, she's kicking it, doing her best to keep everything out of the net. That just, again, it shows what kind of a leader she is, the character she has, and the team feeds off that, no question. So she's been a tremendous leader ever since I've been here, and certainly she's doing the same this year.
Coming out of that weekend, what kind of things did you work on in practice in particular coming into this weekend?
Well, again, we spent a lot of time just working on things in the offensive zone. You know, Coach Frickland's doing a great job working with the forwards and just trying to, you know, use the back of the net, you know, just to different ways to try to create offense. And a lot of it, like we've talked about before, is manufacturing offense, because you're not going to get a lot of goals off the rush. If you do, great. Otherwise, it's in zone, and now it's a matter of puck protection, supporting the puck, going low to high, you know, spread D to D, and then getting pucks to the net, trying to get tips, deflections, rebounds, whatever. So spend a lot of time on that. That means the defense have to get activated as well. But again, it's just moving the puck, moving our feet. I mean, I think that's going to be real vital for us, is to, you know, I think we have a team that can get up and down the ice. And when we're moving the puck, moving our feet, we're a pretty good hockey team.
Well, I know one thing I did notice from last weekend, when you were in the offensive zone, your team was cycling the puck very well from, you know, the blue line to the back wall. Is that something that you've been working on this season to kind of perfect?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Just the short cycle play in the corners, maybe even the high cycle play. The low to high plays, when the puck's down low, you throw it out to the point, you move it right away, D to D. That shifts, it changes the point of attack. It forces the opposition to shift defensively, and that's when you can create seams. And now you can get pucks to the net. Now when puck goes to the net, hey, now you got a chance for tips, deflections, and then obviously there's rebounds. And that means we have to have people going the net as well. And you know, sometimes that's where the frustration has been. We're doing a lot of things, but we're, pucks are being swallowed up by the opposition goalie, or we're not being able to get to that second chance because you know, their defense are doing a nice job blocking out. But that's where that tenacity has to come in. I talk about being tenacious. That's what I'm talking about. We have to be tenacious getting after those loose pucks.
You got Mankato this weekend. MSU has only won one WCHA game, but from top to bottom, this league is pretty tough. You can't just look past a team like Mankato, can you?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, just look to last year. We had four games. We won them all, but I think by a combined six goals. I mean, it was every one of them was a dogfight. They're a battle. They're going to work hard. They're scrappy. You know, Coach Arrington, like I said earlier this week, has instilled the culture where they're just going to work hard. They're, you know, I give them a lot of credit. It'd be tough to go that long without getting to win in the league, but they're battling everybody. They went up to Minnesota and gave them two good games, and they went into North Dakota and forced it into overtime. And you know, so it's going to be a big challenge for us to come in here and play well enough to get some points, and that's obviously what our goal is.
Do you look at this weekend as a must win, knowing that they're at the bottom of the league and you guys are battling to stay in that middle of the pack?
You know what? I wouldn't call it a must win. We need to go out and play well. We need to come out and give ourselves the best opportunity. We've talked to the team about where we're at. We kind of went big picture this week, showed them where we're at. in the standings and just said, you know, we still have an opportunity to be a top four team. The opportunity is still there. The points are there. But we got to start making hay. And this is our first opportunity. So, you know, I'm not going to say that it's a must if things don't go well this weekend. But obviously, to give ourselves the best chance, we got to start putting points on the win column as early as this weekend.
What kind of changes have you made to your lines? I see Sylvia Meralt is back up there on the center line.
Yeah, that's the one change. The last number of games, we've gone with 11 forwards, but we've gone with 12 this weekend just to, you know, just a reward to Sylvia. She's worked hard. She hasn't played a lot in the middle. That's kind of where her position was in high school. It doesn't mean you won't see Lauren, Emily, or Haley playing with Emma or Riley, but again, she worked hard this week. We give her an opportunity, and obviously the defense, those six defensemen have been giving us the best opportunity.
And, of course, Brittany Mott will get the start today.
Yes, she will.
Coach, what's going to be a key to getting a win here in game one?
Well, Kelly, you know, I say this a lot, but I think it's imperative we have a real good start. We want to come out of the chute hard, see if we can't get them pinned back in their zone, get them back on their heels. You know, we want to take the game to them, you know, because if you don't, you know, they're just going to build confidence. And we want to come out hard right off the bat. It'd be great to get rewarded. But the bottom line is we got to come out and play hard. And when we do that, you know, we're good both not just in the offensive zone, but also in the neutral zone and the defensive zone, because we're getting pucks off their sticks quick and we're transitioning quick. So if we can do that, that's going to lead to positive things at the other end.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.